Andy here, and welcome back for day 10, our final day of conscious relationships. On this program, we've gone into more depth into your relationship with yourself and how you relate to others as a way to open up new ideas and possibilities within your close relationships, as well as with other people you don't know so well. You've learned to bring yourself some more self-kindness, as well as offering kindness to neutral people, people you're very close to, and even someone you disliked. And as always, you can pick and choose the meditation practices that you found most helpful and repeat them to explore your experience a little bit more. Yesterday, we took our listening skills to the mindful gym, and today we're going to look at mindful speech. Being mindful during communications is about being aware of our perceptions, thoughts, feelings, and behaviour. It's about seeing the situation as a whole and understanding the other person's view as well. As we explored yesterday, we're not always very present during interactions. We don't always see the bigger picture, of which we and our views are only one part. If we can see both sides of the story, and we don't hold on to our view so tightly, new possibilities arise, and the limiting boundaries of our minds dissolve. Sounds pretty good, eh? So let's do our final meditation of conscious relationships. So finding your comfortable meditation posture. Sitting tall and dignified, with a sense of uplift, feeling your body going up, but also feeling grounded, and allowing your body to be held by the surface you're sitting on. And taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and allowing the weight of your body to sink into the surface you're sitting on, feeling those contact points with your feet on the floor, maybe your hands on your lap, and turning your senses inwards. And now resting your attention on the sensations of your breathing. And for today, we're going to notice this at our nostrils. Maybe noticing the cool air coming in and the warm air going out. And the short pause between your in-breath and your out-breath. And your out-breath and your in-breath. And continuing to do this to allow your mind and your body to settle, while also noticing any leaning forwards into the future, because it's the last day of the program. Now allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness and bring to mind a situation when someone said something that annoyed you or maybe upset you. Bring that situation to mind and bring it to life in any way that works for you. And as you do this, what's your body telling you to say? Notice the response in your body. What's your body telling you? And if you were to say something to that person, and your body could speak, what would it say? Notice your thoughts. Where are your thoughts at the moment? And how are your thoughts voicing themselves in this situation? What would they say to that person? And you can also include your feelings here. Based on how you feel in this moment, what would you say to that person? And now asking yourself, what's the kindest response I can offer right now? What's the kindest way you can respond to them? And noticing how your body responds to that and your emotions. Maybe you feel aversion, anger, relief, power, or maybe vulnerability. What's the kindest response you can offer? And saying this in your head. And now gently letting go of this practice. Take a deep breath in. Breathing out. Give yourself a pat on the back. And gently open your eyes as we end that meditation. How was it to offer that person a kind response, even though you might not have felt like offering one? This meditation is a way to soften your response and again see that person as a human being. It's also a way to connect with your body and your emotions and your thoughts and see how you're really relating to them. It's not an easy practice, but I really encourage you to experiment with it and notice which feels better. Does it feel better to give them a negative response or one purely of kindness? often negative responses can be based on defending ourselves. And when we feel our interests or social status is threatened, we can react aggressively to protect our position. But on the flip side of that coin, sometimes we can act submissively, often at the expense of our own views, feelings, and self-respect. When we're totally absorbed in our own feelings, views, and agenda, it's very difficult to communicate with others in a genuine way. And it's all too easy to draw battle lines and turn the situation into us against them. Throughout this program, we've been cultivating this mindful, well-wishing approach, which can resolve potential conflicts and create greater harmony and respect. But as I said, there's no point taking my word for this. This is what you need to try out in everyday life. And I really encourage you to do this, even if it all seems a little bit alien and odd. Remember, you don't need to tell your friends that you're spending 10 minutes a day to wish yourself well. Give it a try and see what happens. With conscious relationships and mindful communication, we're much more likely to get what we want and what we need from our encounters with other people, and so are they. Congratulations on completing this two-part relationships program. I hope you found it really useful, and you can use the teachings to apply to everyday life. Remember, this is a personal journey, and trust in your own experience. It might not always come easy, but even a little shift can make a big difference. Take care, go well, and keep meditating.